Do you see how the conversation is about the death of the body? Therefore, it's also about the resurrection of the body. For if these bodies do not rise again, how is death swallowed up? And not only that, but how is the law the power of sin? It's evident that sin, indeed, is the sting of death, and more bitter than it, and has its power through it. But how is the law also the power of it? This is because without the law, sin was weak, although practiced, it was not able to fully condemn. Even though the wrongdoing occurred, it wasn't highlighted as clearly. So the law introduced a significant change, first by making us understand sin better, and then by intensifying the punishment. And if attempting to restrain sin only made it grow more dreadful, this isn't the fault of the physician, but the misuse of the remedy. Even the presence of Christ made the Jews' burden heavier, but we shouldn't blame it. Instead, while we admire it more, we should detest them more for having been harmed by things that should have benefited them. Indeed, to prove that it wasn't the law itself that gives strength to sin, Jesus himself fulfilled it completely and was without sin.